You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora is here from T-Storm out of Chicago. Mike, let's get right to it because there are a whole bunch of things we need to discuss. Start in South America. Some problems for the crops both in Argentina and Brazil.
Well, potentially, and more so in Argentina than Brazil at this point in time. The big issue in Argentina is that there have been some very large rains over the last 3 to 4 weeks. The interesting thing about it is that if you look at rainfall in Argentina from November 1st to the middle of December, it was one of the driest periods on record going back to 1980. Ever since then, though, it's been one of the wettest periods on record. And because of that, we're starting to see excessive wetness and flooding start to show up in some of the topic boards and some of the discussion boards that we see. And we've certainly seen some videos out of Argentina showing extensive flooding in parts of their key corn and soybean area. We can look at our rainfall data and also our satellite data and verify that amounts have been quite high in some of these regions, with several key locations having reported more than 13 inches of rain over the last 30 days. Keep in mind, these are areas that receive similar amounts of rain to what we would see here in the U.S. Corn Belt in the middle of the summer. So if you were to see 13 inches of rain in, say, 20 to 30 days, you'd know what would happen. And we're seeing that in several areas of Argentina. And the reason it's a concern more than anything is because the pattern continues throughout the next 7 to 10 days. We'll see some thunderstorms there tonight, and then especially on Saturday night and Sunday. And so we're going to keep on adding to these totals in some of these wet areas. And that could become a more significant concern as we move forward.
In Brazil, they'll move into the harvest mode in Mato Grosso sooner rather than later. I take it you're concerned a little bit about rainfall there, too.
Well, a little bit. The interesting thing about Brazil is that a lot of these areas in the north have been fairly dry over the last several weeks, especially in Bahia, where normal rainfall over the last 30 days would be around 8 inches, and many locations reported no rain. That's a big departure to have to make up for. And even though we will start to see some rains in that state going forward, we don't think we're going to see enough to make up for all these deficits. And that area there accounts for around 5% of first crop corn and 5% of soybean production in Brazil. So a problem in Bahia. But once you get into Mato Grosso, that's where, as you noted, harvesting tends to begin over the next couple of weeks. And even though to this point in time, everything's been going great, all of a sudden, here we go, and we're going to move into a wet pattern with above normal rainfall over the next couple of weeks. So that might limit harvesting rates a little bit for soybeans, but whether or not it turns into a larger issue is very hard to say because this is a wet area and we know how things can change there. But at least in the near term, much wetter going forward.
And finally, here in the United States, it looks like a very ugly weekend for a large portion of the West and the Midwest.
That's exactly right, and clearly one of the larger storms that we've seen in a while. I can't recall offhand seeing the potential for an ice storm of this magnitude across this large of an area. And the real area of concern is in Kansas. That state could see widespread rainfall of 1 to 2 inches, most of that falling in the form of glazing ice. That will be a big problem for Kansas. On the plus side, though, for crops at least, we're going to see so much rain over such a huge area, whether it falls as ice, snow, or just normal rain, is going to entirely wipe out the entire drought for all the hard red winter wheat crop in any lingering areas of dryness for soft red winter wheat. So we're not going to have drought as a topic of discussion beyond Monday.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us today.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. It comes to you from Illinois Public Media.